This is a Nine Block Radio podcast. For more, go to www.9blockradio.co.za.
Welcome to the coolest podcast ever with Billy. Welcome back to another Motivational Monday. I'm really happy to be back with a new episode. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling happy. On today's episode, I'll be speaking about perseverance. And I'll be speaking about another one of my role models, Dr. Eric Thomas. And without any delay, without any waste of time, let's get straight into it. I don't know, the word perseverance has just been on my mind and my heart lately, just because I've been trying to buy myself my first car, and I did successfully buy myself my first car. And I had so many difficulties and delays, ups and downs in the process of trying to get my first car that I think the lesson that the universe was trying to teach me was on perseverance, on the fact that sometimes if you really do want something, it doesn't just come the first time you try. It doesn't come the second time you try. It doesn't even come the third time you try, you know. It might come after, I don't know, the 1,000th time, you know. You don't really know when it's going to happen, but if you really want it, you keep going. If you really want it, you don't give up. And perseverance is very, very important when you're trying to achieve your goals, when you're trying to get something that you want, because you don't really know the obstacles and how you're gonna have to overcome them, or what angle the trouble is gonna come from, you know. And when the trouble does arise, you don't give up, you don't call it quits. You have to find a way to work around it. You have to find a way to maneuver your way to getting exactly what you want. And sometimes when trouble does arise, it does seem like it's much bigger than us. In that moment, sometimes you don't even know how you're gonna get over it, because it's like in your mind you just imagine yourself going forward, attaining whatever you wanted to attain, but then you couldn't foresee this trouble that has arisen from nowhere, basically. And you have to be strong-willed enough, you have to persevere enough to keep going and to find a way to maneuver around trouble. And that's what successful people do. I believe that's what every person who has achieved anything great has had to do. In the book Think and Grow Rich, persistence is one of the principles of success, and perseverance is basically a form of persistence. Without persistence, you can't really acquire any form of success, because 9 times out of 10 you are gonna get something wrong or fail here. But failure is not the end. Failure is just a redirection. It's like, do something different, change something, and you're probably gonna get your results. The quest of trying to get my first car really, really taught me the lesson of persistence and perseverance, because I had so many hurdles that I had to overcome, which I did overcome. And now that I do have my car, there are other hurdles that I have to overcome, which I am gonna overcome. So perseverance is an ongoing thing, even after you've acquired your goals, because it doesn't end there. You know, once you've acquired your goals, you wanna acquire something else, you wanna do bigger, you wanna be greater. With that said, I'll move on to the next segment of this podcast. I'll be discussing Dr. Eric Thomas, one of my role models, carrying on from last week's theme on role models. So Dr. Eric Thomas, like, I don't know how I came across Eric Thomas. I just feel like all of these people who are my role models are just people that I discovered online, me being on YouTube, searching for whatever I'm searching for, and then I just stumble upon these people. But I remember the very first clip I ever saw by Eric Thomas was the How Bad Do You Want It, when he's describing the story of this young man who wants to be successful, and this guru calls him out to a beach, and this guru basically almost drowns him. And basically the guru tells the young man that you'll never be successful until you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe. I think I watched that clip for the first time about 2 years ago. Until this day, that's the most watched motivational video that I've watched, because I watch that thing over and over again. Sometimes I just watch it because I enjoy it. Sometimes I watch it because I'm feeling down. Sometimes I just stumble upon it on the internet and I'm like, hey, let me just watch it again, you know. But I watch it a lot because there's so many things that I learned from that one specific video. And the fact that that was my introduction to Eric Thomas, the way he speaks with so much passion and so much authority, you can tell that he's speaking from a perspective of knowing. He's talking about his own specific experience, and he basically tells you what you have to hear, not what you want to hear. My problem with a lot of motivational speakers out there is the fact that I feel like they're always trying to sell you something, whereas with Eric Thomas is actually trying to help. He's not just trying to sell you something. He's not packaging a product into a motivational speech, you know. Rather, he's actually reaching out to your soul and your spirit, trying to help you be the person that you want to be. And for me, that's very phenomenal. There's not a lot of people in the world that I know who are like that, because a lot of people in the world just, they're trying to sell you something. They're packaging it all in motivation. And marketing is not always bad. It's just the way it's done sometimes. It's kind of obvious, because I think I'm one of those people who I can tell when people are just trying to sell you something, you know. With Eric Thomas, I feel like he gives you as it is, because he's had that hands-on experience of having to work hard to get his degree, having to work hard to fight homelessness, and he's relationship with his parents and all of that. I have so many things that I can relate to Eric Thomas. There's so many things that Eric Thomas says that hit home, that like they stick with me and they become mantras, they become guides for my life, you know. And he's the one person that I want to emulate his success. I want to be able to reach out to people like Eric Thomas. I want to be as successful as Eric Thomas. I feel like he's a person that I really would like to emulate. I really admire everything about him. The fact that he's never had a divorce, the fact that he's so devoted to his wife Didi, it's so amazing. He's like, he's the perfect man, you know. I think he's a man's man. Like, Eric Thomas really is that example of a phenomenal human being who has achieved a lot and continues to achieve a lot, and in his achievements also does his best to help out where he can. There's the one clip where he speaks about adding value, and he really does add a lot of value to the world and to society, especially in my life. He adds a lot of value in my life. Like, sometimes when I'm in a slump, I'll spend maybe an hour or two just watching Eric Thomas videos, you know. Videos like You Owe You, videos like I Can, I Will, I Must, all of those videos just like, they help me get through the toughest times. And I really, really appreciate Eric Thomas for all of the good work that he does, all of the phenomenal work that he does in helping people all over the world. With that said, I would like to conclude this week's podcast. My name is Billy. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at RenownBilly. I love you. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log on to www.9blockradio.co.za.